Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome back to the show. It's Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're aiming the spotlight on the Heroes of the Blues, a set of 36 trading cards published by Yazoo Records back in 1980. Blues researcher and author Stephen Colt made the selections and wrote a paragraph-length biography of each artist, while legendary cartoonist and illustrator R. Crumb did all the drawings. We'll be getting around to the rest of the Heroes of the Blues in two upcoming programs, and while it's a fairly eclectic list, we definitely think you'll want to stick around for some of the great blues musicians we'll be covering in parts 2 and 3 of this series. Coming up next, we're moving on to Heroes number 7 and 8. Card number 8 is devoted to Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, while number 7 is one of the greatest guitar evangelists of all time, Blind Willie Johnson. His card reads, "A native of Marlin, Texas, Blind Willie Johnson worked as a gospel singer. Between 1927 and 1930, he recorded 30 sides, including vocal duets with his wife. Much of the music was as percussive as any dance blues, and he attained the most rhythmically fluid and totally vibrant sound of any bottleneck guitarist of his time. He died in the late 1940s while living in Beaumont, Texas." We'll hear 3 classic sides from Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, and kicking things off will be a pair of sides from Blind Willie Johnson. All of that's coming up next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Paper your life, paper your life, paper your life.
Ooh, see what my God has done. Get worried,
get worried,
get worried,
get worried,
get worried while the work is going on.
Drum there in the burning. Drum and a burning, drum and a burning. Ooh,
see what the Lord has done.
Brother, don't
get worried.
Brother, don't
get worried.
Brother, don't
get worried. For the work is going
Heaven journey, heaven journey, heaven journey.
Ooh,
Elder, don't get worried.
Get worried.
Elder, don't. Almost over, almost over.
See what my Lord has done.
Brother, don't
get worried.
Brother, don't
get worried.
Brother, don't
get worried. For the work is going down. Thank you.
gonna need somebody on a bun. Now there's a way in the midnight when death comes slipping in the room. I heard the voice of Jesus sing, I told me and rest. Down the way it went right out, ain't hope on my breast.
You're gonna need
somebody on your bond. You're gonna need somebody on your bond. Now there's a way in the midnight when death comes slipping in your room.
Somebody on your mind.
When you was a gambler, body would go
down.
Fell on your knees and began to pray, call Jesus to go your
bond. You're gonna need
somebody. You're gonna need somebody on your bun. Now there's a way in the midnight when death comes slipping in the room.
You're gonna need
somebody
on your
bun. I came to Jesus at a where it wounded said, found it home a resting place. How it made me glad. I've got somebody on my bond. Lord, I've got somebody on my bond. Now there's a way in the midnight when death comes slipping in the room.
Someday you're gonna be sorry that you done me wrong. it'll be too late, baby. I will be gone for so long, so long, baby, so long. My mind gets a rambling, I feel so bad, thinking about the bad love that I have had. For how long, how long, baby, how long? Mama, when the sun goes down in the evening, baby, when the sun goes down, well, ain't it lonesome, babe, when your lover's not around, when the sun goes down. Last night I laid a sleeping, I was thinking to myself. Last night I lay to sleeping, I was thinking to myself. Well, wondering and thinking why the one that you love will mistreat you for someone else when the sun goes down. The sun rises in the east, and it sets up in the west. The sun rises in the east, mama, and it sets in the west. Well, it's hard to tell, which one will treat you the best when the sun goes down. Goodbye, old sweethearts and pals. Yes, I'm going away, but I may be back to see you again some old rainy day. Well, in the evening, babe, when the sun goes down, when the sun.
Thinking deep.
back to days of long ago. Anyone I love, I don't see her anymore. Blues, why do you worry me? Why do you stay so long? Come to me yesterday, been with me all night long. I've been so worried, I didn't know what to do. I've been so worried, I didn't know what. I guess that's why I've had these midnight hours of you.
All right, some all-time classics from pianist Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell with three of their most recognizable, widely covered songs. Midnight Hour Blues from 1932, In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down from 1935, and before that, How Long Blues from 1928. They're number 8 out of the 36 Heroes of the Blues, and their card reads as follows. The Indianapolis-based team of Carr and Blackwell popularized the piano-guitar-blues duet. Before Carr's death ended their collaboration, they made over 100 sides between 1928 and 1935, including the famous How Long. Carr, one of the first bluesmen to use an understated vocal delivery, was born in Nashville in 1905. Francis Blackwell was born in 1903 and learned guitar in childhood, eventually developing a brilliant tone based on a delicate vibrato blended with string snapping. Started off with another pair of classics from Blind Willie Johnson, a masterful slide guitarist from Texas who recorded in the late 1920s for the Columbia label. We heard You're Gonna Need Somebody on Your Bond from 1930, and we started off with Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning from 1928, both of those featuring Willie Richardson on second vocal. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're featuring the Heroes of the Blues, a set of 36 trading cards issued by the good folks at Yazoo Records back in 1980. Coming up next, more classic blues from Curly Weaver and Fred McMullen. They're number 10 from the Heroes of the Blues, and with card number 9, we have Blind Lemon Jefferson. The text from his card reads as follows. The legendary Jefferson's successful recording debut in 1926 launched the vogue for country blues. Before his mysterious death in 1929, he recorded 85 sides and established himself as the most popular blues guitarist of his era. A native of Wortham, Texas, he worked as a street singer and visited several states in the course of his travels. An offbeat guitarist known for his free-phrasing patterns, he was one of the most inspired singers found in blues. We'll hear three sides from Curly Weaver and Fred McMullen, and kicking things off will be three sides from Blind Lemon Jefferson. All of that's coming your way right here on Blues Unlimited.
The rabbit running one spotted line. Blue jumped the rabbit running one spotted line. This rabbit set out crying like a mad dog. Well, it seemed like you're hungry, honey, come and lunch with me. Seem like you're hungry, honey, come and lunch with me. I wanna stop these mad-looking women from worrying me.
beauty bit you down a half a pint of gin. The beauty bit you down a half a pint of gin. Your gin is mighty fine, them biscuits a little too thin. Baby, tell me something about the meatless and wheatless days. I want to know about those meatless and wheatless days. This not being my home, I don't think I could stay. I'd try some flour and meet out of class with stone. But I'd try some flour and meet out of class with stone. If people feed me cornbread, I just can't stick around long. Got an airplane, baby, now I'm gonna get a submarine. Now, plan now, we're gonna get a submarine. Gonna get that car, and we'll be still and seen. Mmm, hit me to your buggy, mama, drive me like a mule. Hit me to your buggy, drive me like a mule. When I'm going home with the sugar, I ain't much hard to be through.
kiss adieu. What is one kind favor I ask of you? Lord, it's one kind favor I'll ask of you. See, that's my greatest campaign. It's a long lane, I know you. It's a long lane, it's got no end. It's a long lane, ain't got no end. There's a bad wind that never changed. Lord, it's too bad, oh, this ain't a lie. Well, it's too bad, oh, this ain't a lie. Well, it's you, white horse, in the line. Well, take me to my burying ground. My heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. My heart stopped beating, my hand got cold. Well, my heart stopped beating, Lord, my hand got cold. It wasn't no. Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Have you ever heard a coffin sound? Then you know that the poor boy is in the ground. Oh, dig my baby, silver spade. Well, dig my grave with a silver spade. Well, dig my grave with a silver spade. You may leave me down with a golden chain. Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Have you ever heard a church bell tone? Then you know that the poor boy didn't go.
One year ago, this last bad dog,
Sunday 1 year ago. When my baby, she told me she didn't want me no more.
Last winter, any rain and snow. You walk with me, baby, have no place to go. You coming back, some cold, rainy day. I give you money to pay your room. You're down in Florida, putting on a boom. You're coming back, some cold, rainy day. You had my brother, my buddy too. The way you treat me, coming home to you. You're coming back, some cold, rainy day.
And some great stuff there from guitarists Curly Weaver and Fred McMullen. That last one, Some Cold Rainy Day, is a real Georgia classic based on a musical theme from Sittin' on Top of the World, also featuring Ruth Willis on the vocals. Before that, we heard Poor Stranger Blues and Next Door Man, all of those from January 1933, recorded in New York City. Their card reads as follows. Curly Weaver was born in 1906 and raised near Porterdale, Georgia. He learned guitar around 1922 and moved to Atlanta a few years later. Most of his records were duets with localites like Blind Willie McTell and Macon's Fred McMullen, who began recording in 1933 and teamed up with Weaver and Buddy Moss to form the Georgia Browns. Started off with one of the greatest country blues singers to come out of Texas, Blind Lemon Jefferson. We heard three iconic songs from his repertoire: See That My Grave Is Kept Clean from 1928, Matchbox Blues from 1927, and Rabbit Foot Blues from 1926. All of those recorded for Paramount Records in Chicago. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today in the program, it's the first installment of our extended look at the heroes of the blues, with illustrations by legendary cartoonist R. Crumb and the text written by noted author and researcher Stephen Colt. Coming up next, we'll hear from Whistler and his jug band and the Mississippi Sheiks, who just happened to be numbers 11 and 12 out of the 36 Heroes of the Blues. Had it not been for an extremely rare movie clip of Whistler and his jug band, we'd have no photographic record of them at all. The back of their card reads as follows. The first jug band to record in 1924, Whistler and his jug band were from the Louisville, Kentucky area, which supported a large jug band tradition starting around the turn of the century. Playing string band arrangements, it is this kind of band which would normally play the Kentucky Derby. From 1924 to 1931, they recorded 21 titles for three different companies. They were probably known only in their native city. Coming up next, we'll hear a few classics from the Mississippi Sheiks, and kicking things off will be a pair of sides from Whistler and his jug band. All of that's coming up next, right here on Blues Unlimited. Thank you.
worried now, pretty mama. Hop, I won't be worried now. I'm worried now, pretty mama. Pretty mama, what shoulder papa got in?
Was all the summer mine, little Ollie knows. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one summer day, just when she left me, she's gone to stay. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Then you come here running, holding up your hand. Can't get me a woman, quick as you get a man. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. It have been days I didn't know your name. Why should I worry and care in vain? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Going to the station down in the yard. Come get me a freight train. Wake sun got hard. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. The lonesome days, they have gone by. Why should you beg me and say goodbye? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
Thank you.
right. Great stuff there from one of the most popular aggregations of their day, the Mississippi Sheiks. That last one, Jackson Stomp, was a lively instrumental based on the Cow Cow Blues piano standard, while Sitting on Top of the World was one of their biggest hits. Before that, we heard Stomp and Listen Blues, also a big hit for them in 1930, and based upon a Tommy Johnson classic, Big Road Blues. Their card in the Heroes of the Blues is number 12, and it reads as follows. Singer-guitarist Walter Vinson and fiddler Lonnie Chapman worked together for over a decade before recording as the Mississippi Sheiks in 1930 and producing a huge hit, Sitting on Top of the World. The two natives of Bolton, Mississippi, played primarily for white square dances, often with Lonnie's other brothers, who included Bo Carter. Both read music, and their 78 featured titles offer a unique mixture of blues and pop musical ideas. They disbanded soon after their final session in 1935. We started off with a pair of sides from Whistler and his Jug Band. Lowdown Blues, and before that a great little instrumental, Pigmeat Blues. Both of those were recorded in St. Louis for the OK label in 1927. And that's going to do it for this episode of Blues Unlimited. Join us next time as we continue on our journey through the Heroes of the Blues, a set of 36 trading cards published by Yazoo Records in 1980. The text was written by Stephen Colt, with illustrations by R. Crum. Just a reminder before we go that the mission of the Music Maker Relief Foundation is to help the true pioneers and forgotten heroes of Southern music gain recognition and meet their day-to-day needs. On the web at musicmaker.org. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is dedicated to the memories of Cap'n Pete, Simon Napier, and Mike Ledbetter, is produced by the Hawaiian Boogie Disease Radio Network, and is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange. On the web at prx.org. For the last word tonight, we'll hear a timeless, transcendent classic from Blind Willie Johnson, Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, right here on Blues Unlimited. Mm-hmm. next time on Blues Unlimited. Join us for part two of The Heroes of the Blues. A box of 36 trading cards with illustrations by legendary cartoonist R. Crumb, this beloved set has long been a favorite of blues fans all over the world. In the second installment, we'll hear music from Furry Lewis, Skip James, Cannon's Jug Stompers, Roosevelt Sykes, and more. It's The Heroes of the Blues, next time on Blues Unlimited.